Take it from somebody who knows, it is really tough to find qualified candidates. It takes a long time. There's so many applicants. At least that's the way it used to be. And then I found out about ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter takes that process and makes it so easy. Check this out. ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the very first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter.com/clones, C-L-O-N-E-S. ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And just like that, we're into our final hour of 2020. Welcome to the show. It's brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You know, I wish that I could interact with you more directly during this program, except I'm way behind. We're still covering the smack off, and I've got 1 hour left. So, again, if you want to hit us up at Jim Rome on Twitter. And if you do so, why don't you hashtag that? Rome, Y-I-R, Rome, Y-I-R. All right, so I left off with the last two in the smack off. Then there were two, not just two, but two of the very best to ever do it. Coming into the event, Brad and Lef had a combined 7 smack offs between them, championships. Not only that, but they were both responsible for each of the last 5 titles. With all of that said, and everything on the line, your 2020 second place smack off finisher is the BIC.
I really enjoyed your interview with the first Smack Off winner, JT the Brick, earlier this week, where he told you the story about how he parlayed one mediocre Smack Off call into an entire career in radio. I do want to issue a warning to all the guys in the field today thinking they can do the same. First of all, you're not going to win, okay? But secondly, guys, for every JT the Brick, there's about 1,000 Steve Carbones, if you know what I'm talking about. Just some dude squeaking through life, barely making ends meet, chasing that dragon for the past 20 years, telling himself he could have been the next Jim Rome and wondering where it all went wrong. Oh yeah, that reminds me, Jay Stu, I saw you live tweeting the Smack Off right now. How you doing, buddy? Hope you're well.
A truly great call. 5 minutes of straight fire. It would have been good enough to win in any other year, except Lef brought his best. He left the gimmicks at home. He proved once and for all he is about way more than smoke and mirrors.
Johnny, so not a good look when the bridal party arrives on a cattle trailer and the audience starts bidding during the Maid of Honor speech. But my biggest concern, whoever was staying in that hotel room below yours, wondering if the bed Big Sean is making love on is going to come crashing through the ceiling like you're the Kool-Aid guy.
Left in Laguna, the Laguna Beach Bully, and a 3-time Smack-Off champ, and the king of 2020 in the jungle. Well done, Lef. You earned it. I will look forward to seeing you defend that title this coming summer. Let's get into the month of July, and there are some pieces still to pick up from the Smack-Off itself. I gave ESPN MMA reporter Ariel Helwani a golden ticket 11 months earlier, and then he no-showed. Well, apparently his on-air partner, Chael Sonnen, called him the morning of the Smack-Off to remind him about the event, but there happened to be some confusion.
He said to me, hey, are you going to join me on the Smack-Off list? And I was like, I didn't get the invite. And he started to pretend like I did get the invite, and I was backing out. I never got the invite. In fact, I have never been invited to the Smack-Off. And then I find
yes,
out...
Yes, you have. You had a golden ticket, bro. You absolutely were invited. You had a golden ticket, remember?
When? When was this?
The day I gave it to you?
I don't remember that. Wow, you know what? Now I feel horrible because I don't recall that ever happening. But I'll just say this. If Chael and I were face-to-face in a Smack-Off or any kind of off, I would bury him where he stands. He's a low-rent, mid-tier fighter who never made it to the top, who wishes he was as successful as I am, and he holds that grudge against me. It's unfortunate, but them's the breaks, Chael. I've been carrying you on my shoulders, on my back for the last 2-plus years. You could send that to him. You could put it in an envelope.
With the strength of that rant that you just had, you are again getting a golden ticket, and you are invited to the Smack-Off next year as you were this year.
Okay.
Okay, my man, do not forget this time. I need more of that heat in Smackoff 27. All anybody wanted to talk about with the NBA bubble, though, was how are these guys going to survive 3 months without sex? Brad in Corona, however, was way more concerned for the hotel staff.
There needs to be a line of civilians outside that hotel clapping and cheering on these poor men and women who have to come in and clean those rooms every morning. Those people are going to need some personal protective equipment, Jim. Visors, goggles, a pair of those big metal barbecue tongs, and the ability to pick a towel up off the floor that's stiff as a board and act like nothing's happening. You want to talk about something operating at full capacity? That laundry facility is going to be running hand towels 24/7 from the time that thing starts until it's mercifully over when the Lakers win.
You wonder why I call that guy the GOAT. Keep in mind, he made that call after a porn website offered free VIP access to NBA players, and after Lou Williams had already gone to a strip club. But Mark in Chicago said that we were forgetting one other avenue for these guys to get their fix.
I wanted to let you know that there's a third way that you're forgetting about with the porn consumption, and that's the good old-fashioned adult bookstores where you can flip through physical copies of Penthouse, High Society, Jugs, in HJ Magazine.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the analog throwback. Except I'm not amused, and neither was Mike in Vallejo.
As a L.A. Dodger and L.A. Laker fan living in the Bay Area, nobody wants these seasons to start back up or to get going more than me. But I'm kind of tired of hearing all these athletes complain about the bubble and this and that. Why? Because you're not going to get some tail for 3 months? Relax. You'll get over it. You'll get all the tail you want, especially if you win a ring at the end of the season.
An unprecedented undertaking to finish an NBA season at a hotel in a bubble, yet all anybody wanted to talk about was sex. Now, one of my favorite moments of July was when jungle legend and Dodgers reliever Joe Kelly threw up and in on Carlos Correa of the Astros and then struck him out on the very next pitch. Not because of the brushback, but because of what happened afterwards. Namely, Joe Kelly making a pouty face at Correa and hitting him with a, quote, nice swing, bitch, blast. That was the first time that those two teams had played since the Astros were cheating and used that cheating to win a world championship. So I asked Dave Roberts, manager of the LA Dodgers, the very next day if the game felt different than all of the rest.
It felt different. Get to the game and then the incident with Joe Kelly and things kind of escalated a little bit more.
So Dave, as you were watching that whole thing play out, what were you thinking?
I was thinking, I hope it doesn't get out of control. And that's my job. My job is to help us win baseball games and to make sure things don't get out of control. But there was chirping on the other side, and one of those balls that got away, the one to Correa, was a breaking ball. So I don't think it was intentional, but Romy, you know, that's baseball too.
Was he or the team looking to send a message to the Astros last night?
I'm going to say no. I think that Joe echoed that sentiment last night in his post game. You know, we've all seen the video of him warming up and breaking his own window in his house. I don't know. I'm going to stick to my story, Romy.
My man, Doc. He finally got his this year, and he earned the hell out of it, too. Closing out July, if you're following along with the Silk Bra, Narc Bra, Concern Bra timeline, Silk announced on this show that he was going to run for HB City Council. And one of his opponents in the race would be UFC Hall of Famer Tito Ortiz. Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready.
Let's go to August. August started out pretty awkwardly when former Cincinnati Reds broadcaster Tom Brenneman apologized on the air during a baseball game for getting caught using a homophobic slur on a hot mic. The slur was not awkward. The slur was idiotic. The apology, though, very awkward, because for some reason, he thought that it was his broadcasting duty to continue to call the game right in the middle of saying that he was sorry.
I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am.
This dude just called a home run in the middle of apologizing for using a slur and gave the score. Hey, Tom, don't let the apology get in the way of a great game. Am I right? Then earlier in the year, that giant lying rat at Chuck E. Cheese got caught switching business names without telling anybody in an attempt to sell more of their horrible cardboard pizza that nobody ever wants. Eventually, they were found out and had to file for bankruptcy a month later. Fast forward to August, and since everybody was at home crushing comfort food and not dining at restaurants, there was in fact a pepperoni shortage. We were running out of pepperoni. And that, of course, prompted a barrage of emails that I could not fight off fast enough. Hey, Rome, never a pepperoni shortage in my house. Signed, Keith Arnold. SA Sports Honk tweets, pepperoni shortage? Not under my shirt. Signed, Keith Arnold.
You have big nipples. Like, let's be real.
Wells in the 360 tweets, if I am ever short on pepperoni, I'll just take off my shirt. Signed, Keith Arnold. 143C1 tweets, war the pepperoni man. Keith Arnold. Dear Jim, during these challenging times, I am willing to step up and help the community. I am willing to shave off slivers of my nipples and donate some pepperoni to those in need. Regards, Keith Arnold, pepperoni nipple king of the California. Shout out to former XR4T hire Keith Arnold and his gigantic world famous pepperoni nipples. Gone, but certainly not forgotten, as you just heard. You know what I would love to forget from August? That morning of the 28th, when I backed out of my own driveway and caused a two-car banger on my own property after slamming into Janet's rig. For the last 2 years, right around the midway point of this annual show, I stop what I'm doing and I pay a reluctant homage to the only caller in the jungle who warrants his own montage. Here is then your 2020 Rex in the ABQ Supercut.
The finger's already hovering over the dump button. I can feel it.
So take that trophy to Pier 1 Imports and bust the grumpy in there. 50% off?
And that golden ticket that was in your hand is now back on the top of the stack.
It's not my fault if I have to go over to the corner and rope a coiler inside that decorative vase.
Rex, you're a middle-aged man making a poop joke.
Stands the belt slack. And I want a pair of those so that I can release a mahogany slider and nobody will know.
The most of us clones, we need the Pooples champ.
That's added to his muscle, but also his gut. He's fat, and he's ripping anal audio all over the court.
Treat him like a child with a dirty diaper on to put him in timeout.
And I'm the cooler, you smack-off hack. Actually, I'm more like the coiler, judging by the six-foot rope I just fed to the commode.
Rex, 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 Rex. Rex in the ABQ, the people's champ. Let's go to September. Move over, baseball. Thanks for coming, basketball. We'll see you later, golf. Nice knowing you, hockey. Here comes the big, bad NFL, and right on time. I'm not sure how the NFL did it. I'm not even sure how they're doing it. I'm not asking. They're not telling. But in the middle of a pandemic, the National Football League started right on time. Death, taxes, and pro football on Sunday. And Monday. And sometimes Tuesday. Even a random Wednesday. And a ton of Thursdays. And even a few Saturdays. Meantime, Hall of Fame safety Ed Reed joined the show in early September. I asked him what it was like to hear that Tom Brady respected him so much that Brady specifically was game planning against him whenever the Pats played the Ravens.
It's a humbling feeling knowing that you had that respect from players of that caliber, and the work that you put in was truly appreciated, you know, and respected. I quite frankly wanted that. I wanted those guys to feel me. I wanted those guys to be looking for me and not looking at my other teammates, and hopefully my other teammates would make plays because they were so concentrated on me. It was an honor, man, to have that, on Brady's arm, you know, because most people call him the GOAT.
Great guy, great player, great teammate. If you got a problem with Ed Reed, you probably have a bigger problem with yourself. Now, this show is a massive platform, so naturally you're going to get some people out there who want to use it for their own benefit. That's fine. As long as I get some entertainment out of that attempt, check out Ricky in Florida.
calling up and using the news of Steve Nash getting hired in Brooklyn as a jumping off point to pitch himself to the league.
Sir, I just wanted to talk to you pertaining to all the head coaching possibilities that are now in the NBA, and I just think it's kind of ridiculous to see how the same guys are being considered for jobs. I've been coaching professional basketball for 20 years.
What do you think when you see Steve Nash get that job without having any experience coaching?
Sir, in all honesty, it was ridiculous. At the end of the day, it's totally ridiculous. Steve Nash was a great player, but at the end of the day, how many championships has he got? Zero. I have over 600 wins, 700 professional games coached, 16 championships. I've coached in 9 different countries. I can't even get an interview with these guys. I can send you my resume right now, letters of recommendation, even references. And you call all these people, they're all going to tell you I should have been in the league a long, long time ago. I've never been able to get an interview at any level. I mean, it's totally ridiculous, Rome.
I've got one word for a dude calling me up and trying to use this show to get hired in the NBA. And that word is ridiculous.
Kind of ridiculous.
Kind of ridiculous. Back in the NBA, the Eastern Conference Finals were getting underway. Game 1, Heat up on the Celtics by 2, 12 seconds left. Everybody remembers this moment from when Bam Adebayo went legend. Not me. I remember it for something else. I remember it for Alvin DeLauro going legend.
116-114 Heat. Williams inbounds to Tatum. Tatum, top of the arc. Butler switches. The clock at 7. Tatum, working against Butler, has a step. Gonna do it himself.
Wait, what's this? Bam Adebayo, rejection!
Dude, no. Bam Adebayo. Get that out of here. Wham, bam, no slam. Thank you, ma'am. That is ridiculous.
I'm telling you, if there's a big moment in a big game, you best expect Alvin DeLauro to be on that call. The best plays deserve the best voice. He's always in the right spot at the right time. Then you've got Jerome in Houston. He's made a lot of incoherent calls, but I'm pretty sure the ABV on his next one will get you hammered just by listening to it.
Rome, are you here?
Oh, I'm here.
Let me tell you something about Chris in Southeast Wisco. Let me tell you something, bruh. Let me tell you. The school I went to, we couldn't get in unless you had a minimum of 180 IQ. Now, for you losers in Southeast Wisco, IQ is a acronym for intelligence quotient.
Damn, dude. Dry out. I could smell the Jack Daniels coming through my headphones, Slow Rome.
Quotient.
Thanks for letting us know what that was an acronym for. When we come back into the month of October, it was a massive month for the jungle. It is the year in review. Hit me on Twitter at Jim Rome. We're down to our last couple of segments for 2020. Stay with it.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. All right, let's get to October. Hope you're enjoying this. Let me know if you are. Hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. So we go to the month of October, and it was a massive month in the jungle. Lots of big moments. And no, I'm not talking about Jeffrey Toobin getting caught, pleasuring himself on a Zoom call during a work meeting. No, I'm talking about the World Series. I'm talking about Garrett Ritt guest hosting a segment. Silk and Tito getting the local news treatment. But why don't we start with the World Series? Because in the run-up to the Fall Classic between the Dodgers and the Rays, I heard from both sides, including this knob, Bill from Tampa.
Hey, doing pretty good, Jim. I appreciate you having me on. You pronounced Tampa wrong. That's Bill from Tampa Bay.
Yo, Billy, easy. Tom Brady and Gronk might sue you off the planet for using their lame-ass gloss without their permission. So, that was the Rays side. Of course, if you need somebody to rep the Dodgers, you know who that's going to be, right? Matt in L.A.
Like two hands on a double D rack. Your boy Matt in L.A. is feeling it.
Quite possibly my boy Matt in L.A.'s best line since glossing LiAngelo Ball, Jello testicle. Too bad Brad and Corona called in right after and proceeded to once again destroy Matt.
Unfortunately, the only double D's Matt in L.A. has ever had his hands on were his own big old flabby Dodger-loving boobies, Jim.
That's the thing about Brad. He can turn your very best line into a line that you wish you never said. Now, if you're following along with the Silk Bra, Narc Bra storyline, then you know that Silk has gone from diming out volleyball players and shouting down small business owners at town hall meetings to actually running for HB City Council. And he was running against Tito Ortiz. Apparently, that was not interesting to only us, but also to Spectrum News as well.
Tito Ortiz has entered a different type of battle here in his hometown, Huntington Beach. It's the same fight the surfer is also facing. Eric Silkinson, which the locals know as Silk Bra, usually fights for waves in the lineup, but here on dry land, he's going for a different ride.
This whole thing is like too good to be true. And at this point, there's nothing left but an election in November. Stay tuned for that. Now, many of you know October 14th is my birthday. That's not what's significant about that. It's not just my birthday. That is significant. It's also Garrett Ritt's birthday. Garrett Ritt is like one of one, a one-of-a-kind unicorn whose first word to me after I finally put him on the air was, finally.
Finally.
Not thank you, or nice to be here, or I really appreciate the opportunity. Good looking out, boss. No, just finally.
Finally.
Like I owed it to him. I mean, this is the kind of misguided, unwarranted confidence that this old man has. So, for our birthday this year, I decided to give him the gift of hosting a segment and give myself the gift of listening to that train wreck. Here are some of the highlights from The Ritt Show.
Live from Southern California. This is the
Garrett Ritt
Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Damn right it is, gang. What is going on, clones? I'm the most susceptible to COVID of anybody else here. I'm going to tell you a quick COVID-related story. I got an email recently from StubHub the other day telling me that a Garth Brooks concert that I got my parents' tickets for had been rescheduled again. I've been stuck with $700 worth of potentially worthless tickets for over a year now, and I have no idea when the hell that's going to play out. That's about a month's worth of Dr. Peppers for me. So, but I'm here to tell you, what I did have was an amazing concert experience before the COVID ball dropped. And I mean right before the COVID ball dropped. Before that, Rudy Gobert coughed onto everybody's microphones, and Tom Hanks went belly up as well. So let's go to the phones. Talk to me.
Hi, Garrett.
Lady Clones.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate that.
I don't typically listen to the Jim Rome Show all morning, but I can listen to you all day.
Ambi.
You know, I got to be honest. I'm still pretty much on the fence as to whether or not that's going to become a yearly tradition. Yeah, no, I'm not. We will never be doing that ever again. So there are a lot of fakes in the jungle. You've got your fake Silk, your fake Reggie, your fake John in New York, and now there's even a fake IRA.
Romy, what's going on, compadre? So I don't have beef, but I do have possum, squirrel, and rat. And we're going to be grilling up those things all day long, amigo. You and the crew are invited. War me hanging up a bed sheet and acting out the Rams game with Shadow Puppet, and war me begging for change to bet on the Preakness.
Yo, Geoff and Lincoln, are you happy with yourself? You shouldn't be. November 2020, the most important election of our lives. Silk Bra versus Tito Ortiz for Huntington Beach City Council. It all came down to this. But not before one last campaign push from the Bra himself, asking everybody to hit the ballots and do their part in Surf City democracy.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, buddy? Go out and vote today like I've done four times already. Come on.
Again, not the real Silk. That was the fake Silk. But let me tell you, I would rather it had been the fake Silk on November 3rd. I'd rather be the fake Silk because the real Silk got absolutely hammered at the polls in the worst way possible. 12th place out of 15 candidates, 3.5% of the vote. Tito, on the other hand, was the leading vote getter and was incredibly gracious in victory.
That's how Huntington Beach steps up! One, baby, number one!
Here's to Silk Bra, running it back in 2022. Now, it's late in the year, but Brad and Corona had to come back to finish what he had already started. After all, he was the one who brought it to the jungle's attention that Narc Bra dimed on the volleyball players, so it was only fitting for him to bookend Silk's epic journey to 12th place, and he had a little something for Garrett Ridd as well.
Happy trails, Bra. Why don't you call Hawk and you guys can head up to Oregon this weekend, smoke some crack, eat some shrooms. Rome, how quickly after Oregon legalized all those drugs did Hawk send you an email asking whether he could move there and telecommute? For those of you who were lucky enough to miss the actual Garrett Ridd segment, he spent 15 minutes rambling like a very boring version of Norm MacDonald, just excitedly pronouncing words that didn't really add anything to his terrible stories.
Yeah. I went to see Bruno Mars there in Vegas. Vegas. Last concert before COVID-19. And anyway, there, sitting on some really expensive Garth Brooks tickets. And can't sell them. Mostly due to COVID-19.
Ritt, you suck. And if those are your best stories, dude, I feel sorry for anyone who's ever had to talk to you at a party.
My guy Brad may have finished second in the smack-off, but he had a massive year in the jungle. Just ask Silk, Hawk, and Ritt. Speaking of Hawk, he drank mushroom-infused coffee on the morning of the Masters opening round and was so jacked out of his head. I asked him if it was the coffee or just him seeing Tiger Woods on TV again. Is it because your guy Tiger Woods is playing as well as he is, or is there something else going on here?
It's a combination of things, Jim. Thank you for asking.
Listen to you, dude. Listen to you. Listen how fast you're talking, how hyped up you are.
I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind on this mushroom coffee.
Not shroom coffee.
No.
That's kind of a weekend thing.
Mushroom coffee at work, magic shrooms on the weekend. Yeah, I got it, Hawk. November 25th, 2020, the return of the jungle's prodigal son, Mark Sanchez.
Way too long. Thanks for having me back, Rome. Shout out to the clone. Things are great. I'm living vicariously through you, man, watching you out on the lake on your Instagram, crushing some Heineken. You look happy. You're kicking butt. Everything's great. I mean, some of my fondest memories are me and my dad driving down to our place in Ensenada in our truck listening to the old school Extra Sports 690. You know, it was Philly Billy Warren Dell talking about Tony Gwynn and the Padres, and then Romy hearing you rack them. All that. We loved it, man. We loved listening to your show.
The bleeping Sanchez, man. One of the best interviews of the entire year. I cannot recommend that one enough. That was so fun. Go find that thing in its entirety. Mark Sanchez just bringing it for 20 minutes. Nothing short of awesome. And, of course, every Friday during the NFL season, James Kelly joins me for his segment, Big Head Bets. At the end of each segment, I ask him if there's anything besides pro football that may have caught his gambling eye. On this particular day, he decided to pay his respect to the New York Giants coaching staff. You know, the head coach and an assistant coach trading hands with one another, allegedly. He then dreamed up his own version of workplace violence.
In honor of the Joe Judge v. Mark Colombo workplace violence, I've actually got some odds on Ritt v. Hawk. The early odds are on Ike as a -220 favorite to give Pigeon them hands. I like the old man here, Jim. He's got combat experience. I got to hit Eisenhower here. I think he's going to take this fight to the ground, Jim. Put it on Ritt. The bird's going to sleep.
A hypothetical Donnybrook between old man Ritt and the
Bring
Sparrow. What an awesome moment that was in the jungle. That didn't just jump the weekend, it jumped the month, as you're about to find out. But credit to JK for literally pulling made-up content out his big head. Well done, Deck. When we come back, we're into the month of December. Almost there, clones. One last segment. One last segment for the year 2020. First up, here is a sports update.
Thank you.
shout out to all you haters and losers who thought that I was going to get stuck in May. Here we are. Here the bleep we are in December, finishing right on schedule. Apology accepted, losers. Go pound sand. December 3rd, 2020. So that marked the fifth year of Shared Beliefs passing. Shared Belief, of course, was my beloved thoroughbred that we owned in an ownership group. All of our horse had so many fans. Beloved thoroughbred, once ranked as the best racehorse in the entire world. So Diane in Niagara Falls was a big Shared Belief fan. She wanted to call in on that day and remember the big horse. Unfortunately, it was on a Thursday, which meant that Garrett Ritt was on the board, and he stepped all over her first words with a totally unnecessary sound drop. Niagara Falls, Diane. It's good to have you, Diane. How are you?
War Lady Clones.
Damn, Ritt.
How are you? Not going to take too much to elevate these calls, but anyway.
Damn, Ritt. I mean, why not just run her next time, Ritt? Freaking caveman asshat. It's been 3 weeks. And Ritt still thinks that we're all wrong for thinking that he was wrong. All right, here we go. Let the parody songs begin, starting with Bernard, who submitted this incredibly horrible song about the hypothetical Ritt-Hawk fight that James Kelly made up a month back.
Ritt v. Adam Hawk, Ritt v. Adam Hawk, what's the money line? Ritt v. Adam Hawk, low GPA, what's the miss from Jay? Alvin dropped the squawk, I'm Adam Hawk. Ritt v. Adam Hawk, Ritt v. Adam Hawk, Luxury PA, what for me some J, Alvin dropped the squawk, I'm Adam Hawk, Luxury PA, what for me some J, Alvin dropped the squawk, I am Adam Hawk.
Like, music's been around, what, 40,000 years? Yeah, well, it died that day when that song dropped. One of the many, many terrible things about that song was that there were no lyrics about Ritt. Well, here comes Susie in Wisco to pick the old man back up.
Each Thursday he wears a tie. In his mind he looks so fly. Up front he sits, putting on the Ritt. Lady Clone call, war Lady Clone drops. Rome says, damn Ritt, can't make him stop. Ike gives him fits, putting on the Ritt. Starts each day with cans of Dr. Pepper. Stuffs his face with Skittles from a platter. Diabetes killed Tom Hanks, was your alibi. He's gone rogue from X or 4TI. His swag won't quit, putting on the red.
Musically pretty average, lyrically genius. Especially the part about diabetes.
Diabetes.
Kim in Sacramento is a frontline worker, also a lady clone. She is also the author of this song entitled The 12 Days of Hobo Christmas.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Ira gave to me 12 lunks exclaiming, 11 rats are roasting, 10 pigeons pecking, 9 bras are narking, 8 beers are chugging, 7 dumpsters burning, 6 roaches squirming, 5 pea-soaked cardigans. 4 cardboard houses, 3 shopping carts, 2 moldy eggs, and an incurable case of Hep C.
Hobo smack. If you're wondering, yes, I did give her a longer rope because she is a lady clone and a frontline worker both. And finally, just when I thought that we might be completely out of the woods with singing on this show, somebody named Will in Milton, Florida called in on a Monday and invited me to swing through Colorado with him.
Would you like to go to Colorado? Drive around the mountains in the springtime. We can listen to guest hosts. I will drive. You can read your Twitter post. Romy, Romy, tell me, Jim Romy, would you like to go to Colorado?
That's not a good call. No. Will, don't take this the wrong way, but that may, in fact, have been the creepiest, weirdest, and most random thing that I have ever heard on this show. As for that roadie to Colorado, yeah, I think I'll pass, bro. I think I'll pass. Hard pass. Mark Cuban also appeared on the program this month. And if I'm not mistaken, he gave me credit for helping him become a billionaire.
You're the best, Romy. I wouldn't be here without you on the Extra 690 coming on AudioNet. People don't realize you were one of the first shows on radio that gave us the permission to stream, and you helped build the streaming industry, and you helped build my career, so I'm always thankful.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Hey, Big Dog, you want to chip me off a little something? Hey, remember when Paul... No, check that. Remember when Paul's dog called in earlier this month?
First off, I'd like to really... My dog's barking.
Dude, what kind of dog is
I'd
that?
Like to, he's kind of a lot of different ones, but I think he's a Ridgeback.
Okay.
And a Jack Russell. But anyhow, Jim, I want to extend your support to the equine industry. Oh, Alvin's getting me. And so I became a Jets fan as my dad was living out of New York.
Man, that dog was so damn good, so on point, so compelling, that I had to make jungle history and give the damn mutt his own golden ticket.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden
That's true.
Ticket.
I, Jim Rome, gave a dog a golden ticket for the smack off. That is a real thing. That happened. Now let's see if that dog can keep that golden ticket. You have to earn it and re-earn it. All right, so a few final thoughts for 2020. The TV simulcast portion of this show is operated out of New York City. Back in March, New York City was the epicenter for the virus outbreak in the United States. And at that particular time, our entire TV crew had to shelter in place and work from home. In fact, most of them are still in their homes right now. And these legends somehow figured out a way to get this show on television every single day from their homes. They somehow did this. And I have no idea how they even pulled that off. So I cannot thank them enough. I can't commend them enough. It was an incredible yeoman's effort. I want to mention a few people by name. Einar Charles. John Paiucci. Abdiel Bermudez. Charlie. Cincinnito. Mike Volpe. Dave Kampf. Cody Yoder. Sam Dusenberry. Mr. B-Roll himself. Nate Lowenthal, and our amazing producer, Sharon Watson, our extremely talented director, Jake Gittich. Guys, thank you so much. I think I know how challenging that was, but I want to make sure you know how much we appreciate it, and the listeners and viewers alike. That was a yeoman's effort, so thank you so much for that. I want to take another moment also while I have the time and acknowledge a number of other people, because without these people also, none of this is possible. I want to make sure that they know how much we all appreciate them and the support that they provide for the program, starting with the folks I work for and work with, everybody at Intercom, Westwood One, CBS Sports Network, the CBS Network itself, Jeff Sotolano, Suzanne Grimes, Mark Chernoff, Charles Steinhauer, Bruce Gilbert, Brandon Berman, of course, Sean McManus, David Burson, Tyler Hale, Dan Weinberg, my guy Drew Kalisky, for always finding a way to work me into the NFL Today on CBS. On a personal level, my manager and very, very good friend, Craig Kitchen, legend. In fact, he's a living legend. None of this happens without KTK. My attorney, the con man, David Feldman, who has been with me since day one. None of this works without sponsors. I want to thank every one of our sponsors and partners and people we do business with, especially O'Reilly Auto Parts, Old Trapper Beef Jerky, Farmers Insurance, Clones. To the Clones, you are still the most loyal and rabid fan base anywhere on any program. Always have been, always will be. I do have to check you hard sometimes. I know you understand that. Don't ever change. I know you won't, but don't ever change. Just know this. As I get into this thing and I get further along in this thing, I love it more than I ever have. I'm more determined to do it than I ever have been. But understand that I love and appreciate you all more than you'll ever know. Sincerely. None of this works without your participation. The calls, the tweets, the emails, you jacking up my Facebook page, all of it. I love it all. Special shout out for my crew, for the team, the XR4TI, for digging in and absolutely crushing this, the most challenging year ever. The XR4TI, my team, my guy, D-Dub, the ultimate warrior, Adam Hawk. You know the pidge. Takes plenty of heat from me, takes plenty of heat from you, but Adam Hawk, in all sincerity, had an absolute kick-ass year. He continues to get better and better, and believe me when I tell you, nobody respects or cares more about this show than Hawk. Adam, great job. Alvy, a living legend. Nobody in this industry can do what Alvy can do. Alvy, I love you. Thank you so much. Big Head James Kelly stepping up in a big way this year with Big Head Bets, kills the social game. A huge year for the flight deck. My man, Rit. Finally. How about you, Ike? Finally. Good job, Rit. Rit's a kooky old man. He's a kooky old man, but he's got a great attitude. He's absolutely fearless. In no way is he as good as he thinks he is, but he's pretty damn good and great for the program. And he's old. And he's ours. Also, our bookers, Kristen and Erica, have been with me through all my TV shows, all my radio programs, have been here for years and years and years. Ladies, thank you so much. I've got an absolute amazing crew. An amazing crew, and the XR4TI is the reason why this show sounds and looks the way it does. The reason I look and sound the way I do. So if you think this show sucks, blame it on them. But if you think the show is great, give them the credit. Got a new makeup artist, Cindy. What's up, Cindy? Welcome to the team. On the home front, Team Rome, Janet, Jake, Logan, could not love or be any more proud of you three than I am, especially in a year like this. Team Rome, love you all very much. And a healthy and happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm off until the start of next year. I'm looking to take a few days off, you know, rest, reload. And I'm here to tell you to bounce back from that break, come back with a vengeance in 2021. I hope you all do the same. I cannot wait for it. And that is your year in review. Everybody have an extremely happy new year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Again, keep it safe. Keep it healthy. I'll check in with you from social. Clones, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. It was a very challenging year, but a good year nonetheless. And next year is going to be a lot better. Merry Christmas, y'all. Thanks for listening. See you on the other side. We're out.